Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast, and this is episode 40, and it's the 18th of September 2015. It's a Friday. Normally I do this on a Thursday, but I had a bit of a headache yesterday, so I was, didn't feel much like recording, if I'm honest. I do apologise for that, but hopefully this will make up for it today. Coming up today, it's going to be a lot of updates going on. Many of you may have seen a post I made the other day about the shed fiasco. I'll be talking about that and what I've done. So, let's start with writing allotment. I went up there and spent most of the day there, actually, again. And I was just weeding. Now, my co-worker still hasn't been, but he did message me to say he's had a warning letter about the weeds. So hopefully that's going to kick him into gear to get him up here. As it is quite weedy. I know I said I'll put a video out. I haven't uploaded it yet. I'll do that tomorrow or even later on today. So keep your eye out for that. And you can just see how weedy it's got. But unfortunately my enthusiasm for it has waned. Now, I believe I've said I was going to give it up. I'm having second thoughts because I don't really want to give it up. But I'm thinking if I could put a bed of raspberries, perhaps a bed of herbs that just look after themselves and don't need so much attention, I can probably get away with it. So that's what I'm thinking of doing. We'll time will tell on that. Harvested some green tomatoes. You will see this in the video, actually. Now, I noticed last week that it looked like one of the tomatoes may have blight, but I wasn't sure. It was definitely blight, as the tomato plants had pretty much died back. If you recall, earlier on in the year, I bought some blight-resistant variety called Crimson Crush. And I put it with another breed of plants called Craigellia, which isn't blight-resistant. And we'll run an experiment. Well, I'm pleased to say, actually, the blight-resistant ones did not suffer from blight at all. And the tomatoes look quite big on them. I'm up here at the moment, actually, and on this Friday, and they're starting to redden up, but they're nice and big. So far the Crimson Crush seem to live up to what they said they would do, which is really quite pleasing. After clearing those away and just running a hoe through the empty beds and places that are empty, I've then set about harvesting. I harvested some more tabberies, which seems like their second load, which I'm quite pleased about. And some apples, quite a few apples actually, and they're doing well. Also some spinach and chard again. Actually, chard and runner beans got given to me by one of the neighbours. But things are definitely looking up. As I said, I just cleared, hoed the weeds, threw those in the compost heap, ready to go. I've got to clear some of the compost bins, as I'm sure some of them are ready, and I'm going to need to start spreading compost soon. I also got some more wood chip and laid that down on the path. That's a thing I'm doing every time, is get a couple of bins as they come, lay it down, and the pathways will soon fill up. I'm noticing the weeds are growing through some of the wood chip, but I just take a hoe to it every time and keep them down. And that's the plan anyway. So, the new allotment, 128B, over in back home, Woodsville. What I've been doing with that, I've completely built the garlic bed, I believe I said in the last time. Well, that's now full of horse manure. and all ready to go. So I'm just waiting for my garlic delivery to turn up, and then I'll start sowing those. I've got some saved from last year that I'm going to sow as well. But yeah, they definitely seem to have worked, these little beds, after digging them completely out of any roots and roots of weeds and stuff, and laying quite a thick covering of horse manure. We'll just have to see how things go over the next year or so. But I've got to repeat these beds and build an asparagus bed. I've just ordered some asparagus for here as well, some asparagus grounds. I'm going to hopefully plant those in the next month. That's it really. Also harvested some more raspberries from here, so, and they're really tasty ones actually, really nice and big. I think all this rain has really made fruit quite big that has been pollinated. So the pollination has been the trouble I found this year with many things, but what has grown has been pretty good. I heard Monty talking about it on Gardener's World the other day, and he was showing some massive beetroot and things. So, yeah, not too bad. I felt it's been a bit disappointing, but that's only because I was moving. I couldn't get things done early enough, and so on and so on. Now, back home. As I said, the post about the shed fiasco. Well, last week I was meant to have a shed turn up. Most of it did, but it was missing a few bits. The company rescheduled a delivery for the missing bits for this Monday, whole week, which I weren't happy about, but, you know, get on with it. Well, I was out when they turned up, and my first look was it looked wrong again. I went through it, there was no screws and fixings, and I had two left-hand gables, which I was not happy about. I rang them up, and they were like, oh, we'll do it urgently, blah, blah, blah. That night, I laid in bed, and I'm getting more and more annoyed, which is why I put a post out quite late in the, or quite early in the morning, depending on how you look at it. So it left me with the thought of, what do I do? Well, I decided I'll go and buy some screws and nails and build it. And the left-hand bits, I would take all the cladding off carefully and pull it on the other side, which is what I did. Spent all day on it Tuesday, but the shed is now built and housing the two, my lawnmower, and I've just been given another lawnmower from my father-in-law, the rotavator, the hedge trim, the shredder, and I'm going to put shelving in there and get all the petrol strimmers and things in there as well. I'm not overly happy with the shed itself, but c'est la vie. The company are going to be refunding me. They should be collecting some of the bits up today as well, but we'll see. If they don't, I've got spare bits left over. So, Wednesday, I spent all day building the greenhouse that I've had for a while. Now, well, the greenhouse, 6 foot by 6 foot, made by Palem, and it's all the frame is metal, but the windows and stuff are plastic, and I chose plastic for, we don't have kids, but if we have children come over, such as nieces and nephews, they're not going to hurt anything and what have you. Overall, I'm quite impressed. I'm a bit worried it's very, very light, but it's screwed down in several places, so we should see. And I've laid some slabs down to make a pathway, and I've also been throwing in a lot of horse manure. And then I've just put some chilies in pots in there, just to keep them going through the winter. I've got an irrigation kit I've got to set up, but so far, it's looking really good. I'll get a photo of it taken and put this on the post for you, with the shed just behind it. And that should really give you an insight as to how we're going. Been making more of the beds for the old allotment, for the 1 to 8B allotment, or the wood, you know, cutting those down and painting them. With the rain we've had, it's not been so easy, but now I've cleared the shed, or built the shed, I've got a clearer workshop, so I can really start building stuff in there, which has been my plan all along. Apart from that, there's not much more been going on at home. Been looking at the elderberries, and I've got to harvest some of those. They're looking pretty ready, but they are being eaten by the birds, so I'll get a few. I might make some elderberry jam. The green tomatoes I'm going to be turning into green tomato chutney, so look out for a recipe I'll be putting online for that. And a few other things. I've been using herbs, and I've made a salt beef, which I haven't finished yet. I'll be finishing later on today. But keep an eye on. I'll let you know how that goes. And if I like it, I might put a recipe up online for that. Not really veg growing, I know, but it's using the herbs that you have growing, the bays, the sages, and so on. So it's not all that bad, you know. We've got to think about what we're going to be using these herbs for, as well as the vegetables. And herbs are really versatile, so they should really be used. Right, with that, I'm going to wrap up. A slightly short one this week, probably because I'm trying to rush, so I apologise if you feel it's been rushed. It's not my intention, but I should have done this yesterday, but as I said, I felt ill. I do apologise about that. So, if you like this, please do go visit my website, theveggrowpodcast.co.uk, and comment and join up and so on and so on. I'm Richard, and this has been the Veg Grow Podcast.